Cummings previously told Baroness Hallett that Matt Hancock was allowed to stay in the role so he could be used as a fall guy. Emergency legislation's been published as ministers try to ensure Rwanda is viewed as safe for asylum seekers. Last month, the Supreme Court ruled the government's plan to fly some migrants to the African nation unlawful. The Home Office says this revamped version will mean sections of the Human Rights Act won't apply to it. Former Home Secretary Suella Braverman's warned the Prime Minister to get tough or face the consequences.
The Conservative Party faces electoral oblivion in a matter of months if we introduce yet another bill destined to fail.
A man who's 28 has been charged with attempted murder after a woman was attacked and schools had to go into lockdown in a Welsh village. Police say the 29-year-old's been released from hospital after being injured in Aberfan yesterday. Gunshots were reported on the same road just days before last night's shooting in East London, which left a woman dead. Leanne Gordon died at the scene in Hackney. Jackie Finnegan describes the 42-year-old as her best friend.
I'm completely heartbroken, completely. She never did any harm to anyone. She always only wanted the best for everyone. She was an amazing person and I can't believe she's gone.
Meanwhile, a man and a 16-year-old were also injured. A so-called Hillsborough law won't be going ahead after the government responded to a six-year-old report into the tragedy. Ministers don't think it needs to be made illegal for public officials to give misleading information to inquiries, as other rules are already in place. And in sport, England's cricketers have taken three early wickets after choosing to bowl first in their second one-day international against the West Indies. A short time ago, the hosts were 23 for 3 in Antigua. That's the latest. I'm Laura Safe.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
That's the Four Tops. I can't help myself. Starting off this week's George Hannon Hour. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the George Hannon Hour. An hour of eclectic music presented by, well, me, George Hannon. Yes, I'm back in the building, and I'm also back with another Six at Six. This week, I am going to be listing my six favourite tracks that I enjoy cooking to, or with. I mean, cause for me, cooking and music, it just goes hand in hand, really. The reason I'm doing this as well is because also it's Christmas, right? Now, I'm going to get into this. Now, this year, I've been tasked as well. For the first time ever in my household, I'm going to be a part of the cooking team, right? Because it's only me, my mum and my dad, we've all got separate roles, and I actually am going to be helping out with the cooking. So I thought, you know what, first week of Christmas as well, I'll talk about songs I enjoy, tunes I enjoy listening to whilst I'm cooking as well, because it's a big part of why I've really gotten into cooking over the past 2 or 3 months, but I will get into that list in a little bit. But if you want to get in touch with what your six favourite tracks are that you enjoy cooking with, email in at radio@phoenixfm.com or tweet me, GeorgeHannon15, and just let me know. And hopefully we've got time for a track or two. Now, before then, as I did say, it's December, so it is the start of Christmas. Now, obviously, I'm not going to be doing a whole Christmas set list this week. Maybe not next week, maybe the week after. But I do want to play one or two Christmas tracks just to get in the spirit. So first up is Wizard with I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day.
Don't you lock the doors
Christmas from everyone at Phoenix FM.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, "Don't see another one." And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
They got cars big as bars, they got rivers of gold, but the windows right through you, it's no place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, when the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the junk they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, "Galway Bay," and the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
Dripping that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap and you haggard. Happy Christmas, you're all so great, God, it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, "Galway Bay," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day. I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus will sing, "Galway Bay," and the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
That's the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl with Fairy Tale of New York. Obviously, I'd say, like many people, my favourite Christmas song, but so it's a lot of yours. And I do want to play it, especially after the sad events obviously happened last Thursday, with Shane McGowan sadly passing away at the age of 65. And I was thinking about it on Thursday. I after hearing the news, obviously, I listened to the, as a Pogues fan, as itself. I just listen to, I just wanted to listen to all of his work, and just and as a lyricist, and he's a poet, an absolute poet. Some of the lyrics he has wrote in his songs are just beautiful. And I thought, obviously, today leading up to it, I was going to play Fairy Tale of New York because it's a favourite Christmas song and it gets me in the spirit. But I also just thought I really wanted to play a post track just to kind of celebrate Shane McGowan's work and just how beautiful it really is. So I wanted to make sure that I played. It is probably my favourite post track, but it's one that I definitely think is the most beautiful in terms of its lyrics. So next up is The Pogues with A Rainy Night in Soho.
I've been loving you a long time. Down all the years, down all the days. And I've cried for all your troubles. Smile, it's your funny little way. We watched our friends grow up together. And we saw them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven. Some of them fell into hell. I took shelter from a shower. And I stepped into your arms. In Soho, the wind was whistling all its charms. I sang you all my sorrows. You told me all your joys. Whatever happened to that old song? In the morning, the ginger lady by my bed, covered in a cloak of silence, I'd hear you talking in my head. I'm not singing for the future. I'm not dreaming of the past. I'm not talking of the first time. I never think about the last. Now the song is nearly over. We may never find out what it means. Still there's a lot I hold before me.
98 FM.
Every Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7 p.m, it's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Brea Group Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour.
Yeah, stay tuned straight after the George Hamlin Hour. You have the Orient Hour, our roundup of everything happening at Leighton Orient, chaired by Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour team. So make sure you stay tuned for that coming up from 7 to 8. Now, we're going to get into this week's 6 at 6. Now, if you missed the start of the show, this week's 6 at 6, I'm going to be listing my 6 favourite tracks that I enjoy cooking to or with. It depends how you want to put it. But really, but this kind of come from, obviously, I'm part of the cooking team for the Christmas dinner this year, so I kind of just want to sit here and think, well, what tunes am I going to be playing? Because even though you can play Christmas tracks, it will move on to other tracks. There's only so few Christmas tracks you can listen to. But also, over the past couple of months, I've actually gotten myself into cooking a lot more from previous years. By that, I actually started cooking for myself, really. And it all came about from watching the TV show, I don't know if anybody's watched it, called The Bear. Absolutely sold me on just... I just become a whiz in the kitchen these days. I'm not to toot my own horn, but I'm pretty good. I actually back my own ability in the kitchen. I'm not bad, but I do put it to these tunes. They get me going in the kitchen, and I'll become the next Gordon Ramsay. Just going to say, put it out there like that. But if you want to get in touch with what your 6 favourite tunes are that you like, if you want to send me your 6 favourite tracks that you like cooking to, email in at radio@phoenixfm.com or tweet me George Shannon 15 and just let me know. I'm just a bit excited already. I'm already thinking I'm front of the oven. That's how I see it. But first up, I'm going to go with a bit of a smooth track here from a nice bit of Sade with Smooth Operator.
Maximum joy.
Sade, smooth operator. It's hard not to like Sade, especially when you're cooking in the kitchen. Now, if anybody is cooking in the kitchen at the moment, tell me that's not working. I'll argue that with you. Anyway, we're going to move on to my second pick now of my six favourite tracks to cook with. Now, I love a live version. I love a live version of a track whilst I'm cooking. I don't know why, it just feels something cool about it. Now, I was trying to figure out and pick what kind of live version I really like. And this isn't my favourite live version of a track, but it's one that I always enjoy cooking to. And whenever I cook, I always kind of lean towards putting this on. I don't know why, it just kind of falls that way. Now, I don't mind the actual version, the chart version, but for me, this is just such a more refined version and so amazing. And that is Amy Winehouse with her live version of Valerie from BBC Radio 1. Live Lounge from 2007, up next.
Well, sometimes I go out buzzing and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your gentle hip and the way you like the jaggers. Won't you come on over, stop making a fool out of me. You didn't catch a thing. I hope you'll find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're shopping and anywhere, change the color of your hair. And are you busy? And did you have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time? Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your gentle head and the way you like the dregs. I want you to come on over, stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair and the way you like the day. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie.
every Wednesday at 8pm here on Phoenix FM. Join me, Nick Field, for a round of curveballs, showcasing the many styles and faces of the local Essex scene and scenes from around the world. With guest interviews, live sessions, local gig news, and musically, everything from crooning folk metal to hip-hop punk-tronica, and everything in between, whatever that might consist of. That's Curveballs, every Wednesday between 8 and 10pm here on Phoenix FM. Tune in and see what you can discover.
Yeah, stay tuned for Nick Field tonight from 8 to 10 with Curveballs. Anyway, let's get back to this week's 6 at 6. Yes, I'm coming up to the third track here. Now, this next track, so I've got 2 points to talk about. Firstly, when I'm cooking, I love a long track. I love a long song. Reason being is you don't need to be fiddling around with controller or your phone or your Spotify, whatever. You can put it on, you can relax, you can get in the zone, you can feel it. Especially when you're in the zone, especially when you're doing prep and you're cutting, it's nothing better than just being in there and the track just doesn't skip. But also, this next track is more specifically to do with the actual artist, as I'm picking a James Brown track. What did James Brown track make you want to do? They make you want to dance all around your kitchen like nobody is watching, especially this one track. It for the length you do, you don't stop dancing throughout, and it's such a brilliant track, whether it's the long or the short version. But now let's get into it. So for the third pick of my 6 at 6 this week, I'm listing James Brown with People Get Up and Drive Your Funky Soul, but the 9-minute version. So that's to stay with it, and if you're cooking, have a good time with it.
One, two, three, ho! And drive your funky soul. They're doing it down in that soul. Drive that funky soul. They're doing it by the beach. They're driving that funky soul. New York, get yourself together. And drive your funky soul. Let your body pop and let your feeling flow. Raise up, get yourself together. And drive that funky soul. When I say Sagittarius, that funky soul. When I say Pisces, holla and drive your funky soul. When I say Gemini, and drive that funky soul. When I say Capricorn, hell, and drive your funky soul. When I say Scorpio, Virgo, drive your funky soul. If I say Cancer, can you drive that funky soul? Raise up, get yourself together. It's
together now, that funky soul. Ease up, step together and drive that funky soul. Going to get it, going to get it. Got to get some money, drive that funky soul. Got to get some money, got to get some money. I need plenty of money. Well, since the man got three, we better well use the three. You understand? Can we use the three? Take them on home, Brad. Take them. Get up. Get yourself together. And I got pocket soul.
James Brown, People Get Up and Drive Your Funky Soul. Lengthy track, that one, I do know. However, when you're in the kitchen, it works. Still going now. It works because you just kind of get in the zone. You're cutting up your garlic, you're cutting up your onions, whatever you're doing, right? You're just kind of in there as well. So I do love a long track as well. But now to my fourth point, what also I love, I don't know why, and this is really specific as well. I don't know where I get this from as well. Maybe it's what I cook or where I take my inspiration from. I love a Texas sound. And this isn't country music, right? It's actually soul music / funk, but I'll get into it. Right, but I love a Texan sound, especially these next two groups. They're kind of the best. Over the past 10 years, they've probably been the two best artists coming out of Texas in America, and that is Krungbin and Leon Bridges, especially Krungbin, more of a funk kind of sound, and Leon Bridges bringing that soulful voice that is just so brilliant on so many tracks. But the track that I'm picking with, that I love to cook with, it was actually probably one of the first tracks I really started to love whilst cooking. And also a little shout out to my mum as well, because she loves this track, and I'm sure that I kind of got it. I need to be in her good books for when I do the Christmas cooking, so I don't get in any rows, and also I can't have an half decent Christmas, I bet. So next up is Krungbin and Leon Bridges with Texas Sun.
Sun goes down. Texas sun,
could have way for the hinging wars. Well, come on, roll with me till the sun goes down. The Texas sun. Caressing you from Fort Worth to Amarillo. Well, come on, roll with me to the sun dips low. Texas sun. Texas sun.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place we all hear old school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.
Yeah, stay tuned for Darren Mutu of Reggae Revival from 10 to 12 tonight. Yes, now we've just gone over the halfway point. Oh, no, just after 3 and 4 quarters point, I believe. Anyway, we are now going to move into the fifth pick, and that is... it wouldn't be the George Hannon Hour without one of the three pillars of either Counting Crows, Sam Fender, or Bruce Springsteen. In this case, it is Bruce Springsteen as well. I'm actually going to pick probably one of his underrated ones from what I think is one of the more underrated albums of all time. I've got the name of the album. I'll get in a little bit. But all I know is it was his first album. Got more of a less rock sound, probably a bit more... I don't really know how to describe it, but this song to me describes the album at its best. It's a little bit funky. It's quite cool. And I love to cook to it as well. So that is Bruce Springsteen with Spirit in the Night.
Saturday night. just his socks and a shirt. Me and Crazy Janie was making love in the dirt, singing our birthday song. Janie said it was time to go, so we closed our eyes and said goodbye to Josie Angel Rowe. Felt so right. Together we move like spirits in the night, in the night. Oh, you don't know what they can do to you. Felt spirits in the night, all night. Oh, stand right up and let it shoot through you like a spirit in the night, all night. Oh, night, 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 oh, night.
Bruce Springsteen, with Spirit in the Night, on the Caller tracks from Greetings from Asbury Park. I knew I would figure out the name of the album sooner rather than later. All right, before we get into the last track of this week, 6 at 6, I'll just last minute rundown what's going on Phoenix FM tonight. So from 7 to 8, the Orient Hour is back. Our roundup of everything happening at Leighton Orient, chaired by Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour team. From 8 to 10, punk, metal, hardcore, electronica, hip-hop, folk and world, all driven with passion by Nick Field with Curveballs. Make sure you stay tuned for that. And then from 10 to 12, the brilliant Darren Mutu presents 2 hours of old-school reggae with Reggae Revival, so make sure you stay tuned for all of that's coming on Phoenix FM tonight. Now for this last track, it goes back to the James Brown kind of point, as in, when I'm cooking, sometimes I just want to feel good about myself. I want to feel good about it. It's very therapeutic cooking, so you kind of just want to feel be yourself in the moment, have a little dance, just move around the kitchen well. And speaking of moving well, there's no greater band at doing that than the Rolling Stones. Now, picking a Rolling Stones track's hard enough, but I've gone with what my favourite Rolling Stones track is and one that gets me moving around the kitchen, and that is Beast of Burden. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good week. Have a good weekend, and take it easy.